Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Thank you to all of you who have done that, and especially to all of you who have written in to say how much you like it and the nice things that you've said. I appreciate that very much. And those of you who've written a couple of things that weren't so nice, I appreciate that too. That happens sometimes. And we take the good, the bad, and the ugly. Nell Merlino is definitely one of the good, though, ladies and gentlemen. Nell is, folks, you know, we've done Take Your Daughter to Work interviews on this show before, and where they had Take Your Daughter to Work Day, and now it's Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work. Well, the lady who created that and founded that is Nell Merlino. You know who she is. You've heard her on the show before, and she's a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. She now is the co-founder and CEO of an organization that we've also told you about called Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence. And I've asked Nell to join us again and tell us what she's been up to lately. Nell, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back.
What we've been up to lately, we've been continuing to make loans across the country to women who are starting and growing their businesses. But most recently, I was in Buffalo on Friday with Senator Hillary Clinton, and we had an event there at Canisius College, where we announced a relationship between Count Me In and an organization called MicroBiz Buffalo. And we've committed $100,000 for loans just in the Buffalo area.
Wow.
And the first loan we made was to a wonderful woman named LaDoris Burton, who worked for years in sewing factories in Buffalo, but like in a lot of communities across the country, as the factories closed, there were, you know, fewer and fewer places for LaDoris to work. And she eventually started her own sewing business, and she specializes in making vestments and garments for ministers.
So she went from being a worker in a factory that made a commodity to becoming a business owner using her same skills but making something customized.
Customized and absolutely beautiful. Every time one minister sees somebody in one of her robes or jackets, they all want, you know, to go to her. The name of her business is Lord Over LaDoris. I love the name.
Wow. So these are like the vestments that the ministers wear, the robes, and the cloths, the shawls that they wear around their neck.
Yes, all of that.
And the thing that they use
pulpit.
Pulpit and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting story.
Good.
Now, what does she need the money for?
She needs it for a combination of things. She's just recently moved the business out of her house into a store.
You know about that,
don't
you?
Well, yes, I do. I did that last year myself. And she needed an industrial strength sewing machine. She'd been using sort of a home machine for a while. And she needed a new, you know, more heavy-duty machine, because a lot of the cloth she works on is, you know, those heavy brocades and things. And so she'll be getting she's buying herself a new sewing machine, taking care of a couple of debts so she can, you know, really move into this new, she's moved into the space. I saw the space.
Right.
And, you know, really get herself going, because she already has clients in 7 states.
Right.
And
is she using the Internet very much?
She has just started to do that.
A website?
She has just started to
It would seem to me that a website would be perfect for somebody like her.
Yes, yes. And she is aware of that. Some of the money will be going to do that. Because the other thing she uses very effectively are trade shows. Because there are, I think there is something about seeing these garments that's important and is, I think, as effective as the web is for that. I think in some cases seeing is believing in this case.
Right. Well, what is a typical, and I'm not going to ask you how much you loaned her because that's none of our business, but what is a typical size loan?
It's about $3,500.
About $3,500. Now,
for the first time.
The first time, and then what?
For the first time, and
if they perform,
often come
if they
back
pay
to
their
us
bills.
For second loans.
Yeah. But if they have a good track record, they can come back and
yeah, if they pay us back, they can come back for a second one. And now have, I'd say about 25% of the women we've loaned to come back for second ones.
Right.
And the average size of that is $7,500. And we, for the first time this summer, made a third loan to a woman named Beatrice Ramos. She's in Brooklyn. And she has an animation studio and has been doing great work for MTV and Nickelodeon, but she's only been in business for 2 years, so she hasn't been able to get any bank loans yet. But we made a $25,000 loan to Beatrice.
Wow.
That's the biggest loan we've ever made.
Wow.
And
great. How long have you been doing this? About, 3 or 4 years?
We've been lending for a little over 3 years. The first day we made loans was August 9th. So August 9th of 2000. So it's been, is it 4 years or 3 years?
It's 4 years. That's four,
4 years. 4 years. 4 years.
So we got an anniversary. We got an anniversary right here today.
Yeah, we do.
Actually,
that's right. I forgot
about that. Yeah,
we made those loans in a woman-owned bakery. We wanted to go to a woman-owned business, and it was a very hot day in August, and they had just turned the ovens off. I will never forget how hot everybody was, but also how happy everybody was, because it was a beautiful place to do it, but it was a little warm.
It was hot, so you were glad you had your 5-day pads going there, huh?
Yeah. But, so it's been 4 years.
Now, what is your experience with repayment? How have you had any delinquents?
We do. We have some. A lot of the ones that we had were from bankruptcies associated with 9/11.
Right.
I think people, thought that they would recover from that, and in some cases the businesses did not. But I will tell you that some of those folks recently have started to make donations to pay off their loans based on, because they did go bankrupt.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
their businesses are now back doing okay.
Right.
But our
yeah, because you made quite a few loans there in the New York area during those years, didn't you?
Well, but you know the 9/11 problem went across the country.
It was white. Oh no, you're there's no question about it. In fact, it's still hurting businesses. They're still every day I hear of something where some element of that event is still hurting people.
Yeah, it was not a, we braced for it in New York.
Right.
And on some levels, because there was so much focus and there were lots of, there was lots of money from the SBA around.
Right.
It
mm-hmm.
wasn't as bad as in like two or three states over.
Right.
Particularly around the holiday season. But no, our repayment rate is 91%. So we have a 9% default rate.
Right.
That has been improving. So
give us your website, but we're going to take a quick break. But
sure.
Give us your website before you go.
It's www.count, and then it's put a -me-in.org.
All right, count me in with dashes in the middle .org, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen. She's not so much a woman as she is a force. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after. Nell, that's for you.
Well, thank you.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
4 years. How about that?
Oh, four hard years.
Count me in. Count me in, ladies and gentlemen. The lady who co-founded Count Me In, the lady who created Take Your Daughters to Work Day, and which is now, as you know, take your knucklehead kids to work day. Somebody told me there's even a take your dog to work day or something like that. I don't know.
There's a take your dogs to work day. I loved all the play during the whole political season about take your daughters to work day. Now, they look at the two Cary girls and the two Bush daughters. There was a great piece somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are the challenges that are still out there? I read something the other day that until something like in the 1980s, it was still legal for a bank to require a woman to get a man to sign, to co-sign with her, to require for a woman to get a man to co-sign with her on a note.
It's funny you say this. We've recently done a timeline from like the 1880s to the present about how and when women got into business. And there is such explosive growth in women-owned businesses where they've actually had access to financing. And it's really, I think, you know, early 70s, there was something about the Fair Credit Act. But into the 80s, people were, one of the reasons I started Count Me In was after I started Take Our Daughters to Work Day, I needed a new copier in my office, which happened to be in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man came with the copier that I ordered and wouldn't leave it there until my husband came home and signed for
what?
It. What? Yeah.
Is he still alive?
He's still
that
alive.
Kid?
But, I mean, it was one of those things, you know, it was not his fault. It was his, you know, his
right.
company's policy. But you know, and I don't think that happens anymore, but what you still have, I think one of the biggest challenges is banks really aren't out there for startups. And this is not just women, it's men or women. And, you know, if you don't have 3 years of business financials and some collateral.
Well, they're out there for startups, but you got to use your own equity. You got to have personal equity.
Yes, and if you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's not if you don't have it, but we see too many cases of women. This woman, this Beatrice that we made the $25,000 loan
right.
to, she has everything going. And
but now you can't blame banks in a way. I mean, if she walked in off the street and said, I'm unemployed, I don't have a job, I don't have any money, I've got this idea, I want $3,000.
She's 2 years of business already.
I know, but I'm saying you wouldn't give her $3,000 right off the street if she didn't have anything to back it up.
See, we might.
Oh, okay. Well, you're different. But anyway.
See, we might, in the sense, you know, if we asked, you know, if she'd been working in an animation studio for 5 years and decided
right.
to set up her own, that, mm-hmm. to us, is a pretty good bet that she knows how to do animation.
You actually loaned money, because the lady was on the show with you the last time you were with me. You
yeah.
actually loaned money to a lady who's an attorney.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, that was pretty
yes,
cool.
We did.
It was pretty interesting.
Well, you know, people have challenges in their lives. And we loaned money to a woman a couple of months ago who had a life-threatening illness. You know, luckily she's you know, back, her health is back, and she had a business before she got sick.
Right.
And no one would loan her the money to get started again.
Mm.
And it's such a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, I do appreciate, you know, why banks don't want to take certain risks on people. They have different obligations
That's
than we
right.
do. But here you are, you were sick, you're by yourself, you get yourself better, and you want to go back to work. And no one will help you, you know, get the money together
right.
to buy the inventory. We were happy to. I mean, the woman had a good track record before.
Right.
She had a bad couple of years. And she's now back in business again.
Now, you don't, your money, though, comes from, a lot of it comes from donations, doesn't it?
Yes.
And,
yes. We have donations and investments. We have
right.
a something called Invest in Women Notes, which is an investment fund. You get a money market return
mm-hmm.
On your investment, and we use all of that money to make loans.
All right. And what do you see? What do you see? Count Me In. What do you see? Count
In that fund.
What do you see? Count Me In going now?
Where do I see Count Me In going? I see Count Me in the next 2 years, strengthening their presence in states across the country, so that anytime a woman's looking to start a business or expand a business, she knows to come to us. And we're going to be doing that by setting up these online state service centers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in Ohio or Alabama, you can, you know.
Do you always see it being a nonprofit?
I think to service this portion of the population, absolutely.
And with your funding, mechanism.
People who are new to business,
yeah.
immigrants, all those kinds of things, I think there needs to be a not-for-profit. I certainly think at some point we could have a for-profit arm.
Yeah.
As we grow, and I think really start to understand how to target, you know, small business lending, I see that as a possibility. But that's not our first priority. I mean, we want to fill the space that no one else is filling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you stick to your knitting, because I think that's a space that really needs to be filled. And I want to remind people, these aren't grants; these are loans.
These are loans.
I tell people.
And what happens when you get our loans is that you really do. I mean, people often need to establish or repair their credit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're far enough along in your repair process and you get hooked up with us, it gets you much closer, faster.
Give us the website now.
Pardon?
Give us the website. We got to go.
www.count-me-in.org.
Check it out, folks, and check out Nell Merlino. Thank you, Nell, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Okay.
See you next time. Quick break, right after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.